This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for August 1st, 2022. The Space Mountain Exit gift shop at the Magic Kingdom, the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company, has closed for refurbishment to accommodate changes for the upcoming Tron Light Cycle Run attraction. Exterior changes on the gift shop have been underway already. We've shown you those in the past. Now themed temporarily closed signs hang in the windows of the shop. Guests exiting Space Mountain now leave at a door to the left of the attraction's main entrance. At this time, there is no scheduled reopening date for the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company. Whether you're looking for a trim for yourself or for your baby's first haircut, the Harmony Barbershop at the Magic Kingdom can turn a routine appointment from standard to special. And after more than 2 years, Harmony Barbershop has reopened on Main Street, USA. Options for children ages 9 and younger include My First Haircut, which starts at $28, which includes a haircut, commemorative Mickey ear hat, a keepsake lock of hair, an official milestone certificate. There's also a child's haircut starting at $20, which is a haircut and a simple styling with spray. Options for adults include an adult haircut starting at $21, which is, again, a haircut and simple styling with spray. Also, there's a beard trim starting at $8, and it's a trim only. Not much has changed about the Harmony Barbershop, but everything is in great condition inside. We expect that some sort of refurbishment was done during the extended closure. The shop has been utilizing a wait list as they had added an extra chair last minute. Appointments are recommended as the wait list is not always in use, though, so you're going to want those. As part of the efforts to be more inclusive of different cultures, the Indian Camp section of a mural near Peter Pan's Flight at the Magic Kingdom has been replaced with Neverland Tribe. The mural featuring a map of Neverland can be found in the Peter Pan meet and greet location, which is next to the attraction's queue. The change is part of an ongoing initiative, the Stories Matter initiative, and inclusivity efforts, which addresses Disney's past use of cultural stereotypes. Other changes have included redesigning several scenes in the Jungle Cruise, as well as the upcoming replacement of Splash Mountain with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Of course, it is expected at some time in the not-too-distant future that all of the Disney parks around the world will remove that Native American scene from Peter Pan's Flight. When that will happen, we still don't know. Recently at the Magic Kingdom, we noticed the gardens around the Mad Tea Party are sporting new props. In the planter bed near the Fab 50 Mad Hatter statue, we found the first set of new props. There's teapots and teacups that have sprouted in the garden. They feature the same whimsical colors and designs from the film and also from the ride vehicles. Under the Mad Tea Party sign, there's a bunch of them as well. And the third and final area with the new props is behind the sign to the right of the entrance to the attraction. Of course, there used to be just a few of these with a topiary display many years ago, but this is a lot more of them than there's ever been. It was a beautiful weekend at the Magic Kingdom, so we decided to make a quick lunch stop and try the New England Shrimp Boil from Columbia Harbor House. It's $15.99. It includes shrimp, potatoes, corn, and andouille sausage cooked in a spice broth served with warm Parker House rolls. You can check out the review on our website. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. In a summer filled with viral Walt Disney World fights and meltdowns, we uncovered another tense situation between guests at the parks. This time, a 17-year-old girl said a stranger grabbed her by the shoulders and shook her over an argument over a viewing spot to watch the nighttime show at Disney's Hollywood Studios on June 19th, according to an Orange County Sheriff's report. The Sheriff's Department incorrectly used the term fireworks show. Of course, they're not currently showing any fireworks shows there. There's projection shows, though, on the Chinese theater with some minor pyro. Disney security stepped in to split up the suspect and the girl's family. The suspect, an unknown woman wearing Mickey Mouse ears, a leopard print shirt, and jean shorts, fled the scene when Disney security became involved and hasn't been arrested. The 17-year-old girl, her 14-year-old brother, and their 35-year-old father were visiting Disney World from Wisconsin and waited to watch the show in an area that was off limits, the sheriff's report said. Cast members, of course, asked the trio to move, redirecting them to a different area. That's when the girl and her family came into contact with the suspect. The suspect thought the trio was cutting off her group, even though the girl's father apologized, saying, "Excuse me." The suspect's group said they were there first. The girl, quote, removed herself from the situation, and then the suspect confronted her. What seemed to trigger the suspect was she assumed the girl's father was really her brother. The suspect demanded the girl go get her father, even though the girl explained that was her dad. Quote, the suspect begins to tell she needs to get her dad right now, and she feels horrible for the girl, the sheriff's report said. The suspect then grabs her by the shoulders and begins to shake her while saying she needs to get her dad. The strangers proceeded to scream and verbally attack the two teenagers, the report said. The girl's brother told authorities he, quote, observed the lady get close to his sister's face while she was yelling at her, told the lady not to touch her, and she was a minor. The lady grabbed and started to shake her and threw her to the side, the sheriff's report stated. The attack happened on the girl's last night of vacation. The family left to go back to Wisconsin the next day. Disney advised they will be working on finding additional information on the incident and suspect. The sheriff's report noted the case was an active investigation. The hits just keep on coming. This week, we spotted a new Haunted Mansion-themed Tommy Bahama button-up shirt at Disneyland. Well, now we found it also at Memento Mori at the Magic Kingdom. It's $150. It's a little expensive. It's the latest addition to the Tommy Bahama Disney Parks collection inspired by the mansion. The shirt is off-white with black and gray sketch-style artwork, and the pattern features imagery from the attraction interspersed between the foliage. The iconic Haunted Mansion gate and signage can be seen, as well as the tightrope walker, hitchhiking ghosts, and plenty of headstones and much more from the classic ride. If you prefer to count down your days with the official Walt Disney World calendar each year, you'll be happy to know the 16-month 2023 edition has arrived. Mickey and Minnie are on the cover, along with the park icons, and each month features a different photograph from the Walt Disney World Resort. The calendar is $16.99. Greetings, friends from across the multiverse. You can join us on a full tour and review of Worlds of Marvel and its Quantum Encounter aboard the Disney Wish, including Ant-Man, the Wasp, Captain America, Miss Marvel, and Captain Marvel. If it does feel like there's a growing number of Marvel restaurants at the Disney properties around the world, because there is. There's now Pym Kitchen, Stark Factory, Pym Test Kitchen, Swarma Palace, Worldwide Eating Brigade. There's all of them. We've reviewed them all, in fact. In total, this sailing version is one of the more disappointing experiences, but if you want to read all about it, you can at WDWNT.com. We have a full exhaustive review as well. Please check out our review of the Disney Wish right here on the channel. I know 33,000 of you have already, and I know many of you are enjoying it, so please check it out if you haven't seen it just yet. Sticking with the Wish, of course, at first glance, the Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge aboard the ship seemed to have the same souvenir cups as Oga's Cantina and the Sublight Lounge, but it turns out once you turn them over, they're actually a little different. That's right, so if you turn those cups over, you'll find unique branding underneath that mentions where you are, and that would, of course, be the Hyperspace Lounge. Of course, similar-looking glassware is available at Oga's Cantina. They have this ceramic porg, and at the Sublight Lounge, they have the glassware. But again, these will say Hyperspace Lounge on the bottom. At Hyperspace Lounge, the glassware does not come with a specific drink. You can add it to any cocktail for $12. Meanwhile, the porg mug can be added to any non-alcoholic beverage for $17. Of course, stick with us. Plenty more Wish coverage still coming. In fact, we just put up the guided tour of the Wish today. You can watch it right here on the channel. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Now on WDWNT-TV, it's Boxed In. Boxed In is a casually chaotic show featuring WDWNT personalities Eric Morton and Jill Diffendahl, unboxing Disney merchandise and viewer packages, along with a few friends and a bossy little Pomeranian. So smash that like button, subscribe and comment, and keep up with the new Disney merchandise releases, seasonal releases, festival merchandise, limited edition merchandise, wishables, pins, and more. Join us Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on WDWNT-TV. Thank you.
Thank you.